Paranoid.
This is Dave Chen, and I'm here at PAX East 2012 with
Phil Kohler
and
Nick Zudner.
And you have been attending as part of what, Phil?
Polygon.
And what have you been doing, Nick?
Sony.
Excellent. So, Phil, what have you thought of this year's PAX?
Well, I got to interrupt you, Dave. By the way, you have the exclusive 1UP FM reunion here.
1UP FM reunion.
For years.
What up?
We've been getting requests on Twitter forever for a 1UP FM reunion. It's basically, this is it. This is all you're ever going to get. Sorry.
This is it.
Nick and I hate each other.
I'm honored. Okay, so how many of you guys have been to PAX before?
This is actually my first PAX ever. I've almost gone multiple times and then just had something come up, so I'm excited to finally be here.
But have you been to E3?
Yeah, I've been to plenty of other conventions, but never been to a PAX or PAX East.
That's weird.
Okay, and how about
you're
you?
Weird, Phil.
You've been to
weird.
E3 as well as PAX.
I've been to a lot of E3s. I went to regular PAX Prime last fall. It was my first PAX. And my first time in Seattle. And then now this is my first time at PAX East.
So, Phil, how would you compare E3 to PAX East?
I mean, I think it's really cool. The atmosphere here is really cool because it's because
this atmosphere of like freaking, we're in the Hyatt Regency and there's like a freaking drill going on in the background.
Not the atmosphere here, the atmosphere at the convention, I should say. Because because it's public and there's just this feeling of like, being able to like just hang out with random like just real gamers, like who, you know, the people who like read my work,
the civilians,
not me,
the plebeians.
That's what I'm saying. It's good to get a feel for what the regular folk are talking about.
Layperson.
It's easier to manipulate them that way.
Yeah, agree.
that's the whole thing, right? I mean, Penny Arcade made a convention that for people because the one didn't exist like this, a big nerd culture like gathering, and you know, every walk of nerd culture. I'm still actually, it's weird that comics aren't featured here because that seems to be a big part of it. We were just talking about that. But as far as like tabletop gaming and like nerd, you know, chiptune scene and gaming and cosplaying, like all that stuff is just like to the nines here and on such a ridiculous scale. And everyone's like, all very inclusive and positive, and like something like that it didn't exist, which is amazing. I was like explaining this to my dad tonight because I had dinner with him about. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, because he knows, like, the two guys who did a webcomic. Like, he's heard of that. But, like, the fact that they've created, like, what is now, like, the biggest convention. Maybe not perception-wise, but size-wise.
Is your dad here? Can we get him on this reunion show?
He's on the way back to New York, but it wouldn't be as interesting.
You've enjoyed meeting the underlings.
Yeah, definitely. And pushing them around a lot, you know, treading on them.
Throwing your weight. You have your speaker badge.
Yeah.
Just being like, do you know who I am? I'm Phil Effing Kohler
from
Polygon.
Normally you can do that with a media badge. Here that doesn't work as well with a media badge, but with a speaker badge, it still works. Actually, I think the thing this compares, it doesn't compare that well to E3 because E3 is just media, but it compares really interestingly with Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And I actually find it kind of better than Comic-Con because it is so much, like, Comic-Con has grown to this degree where it's almost diluted, and it isn't, it's almost mainstream.
There's a lot of people who aren't enthusiasts who are going to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And here, it's fewer people. You have to be pretty hardcore to come here.
Comic-Con, too, is, Comic-Con just turned into, it's much about film, right, and other, like, stuff kind of dripping into
it. Popular arts.
Whereas it feels diluted, whereas here, it's just about nerd culture, so it can be about everything without feeling diluted, because it is kind of about everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, everybody here seems to have that general connection of nerdery that you just don't get that at Comic-Con anymore. You still do feel like there are people of different walks there that aren't connected in any way.
Nick, how have you found this PAX East?
It's very crowded, more so than the PAX Prime, and so it feels.
That should be the pull quote. It's very crowded.
Yeah, the floor does feel more like the floor actually does feel like E3, kind of chaotic and noisy and stuff. There is like the indie mega booth, especially in the center. Lots of incredible stuff there.
Is the feel different than E3? And if so, how would you describe it as different?
It does feel at least on the floor, it feels a bit less. I mean, I guess it is the intent of the companies. This is them reaching out to the fans, so it's geared more towards the fans
as opposed to
the media, right. To, you know, they're showing, I don't know, it's tough to like, yeah, it's tough to put into words, but it's just a different vibe of like positivity and more kind of like genuineness and less kind of like salesmanship, I guess.
Understood. Yeah.
Even though that's
which
what,
is probably
even
a better
that's
vibe.
What the Polygon panel mostly was a big advertisement for.
Yeah. That's what, to be fair, that's what all these panels are.
I know. The panels are a bit weird because the panels are kind of like half of them are kind of like, you know, each media site having their own, which is just like, hey, our set, you know, it's for the fans. But the other half is kind of more like GDC type panels for developers, but it's not. They're just the fans, you know, just getting
It's a big hodgepodge. Like, there's a giant bomb panel, and there's a Polygon panel as well. There's, like, enthusiast site panels. But there's also, like, women in video games and, you know, women developers in the video game industry and stuff like that.
Women. It's a women panel.
Yeah,
it's
and, a women panel. And, like, the oh, I was going to say, too, speaking of women. The table the tabletop gaming area is the most impressive part, I think, of PAX. Just the scope of it and, like, any board game you can think of, and I've been very into board games recently, like, any board game you can think of, there's, like, 10 games of it going on. And a giant library of stuff you can check out and huge scenes, and a large percentage of that are female, which is also, like, interesting to see because you don't see that at other conventions.
That is a cool thing is, like, and one of the things that totally stuck out to me is that the crowd is very, like, a surprisingly even mix of gender. Like, I'm sure it's percentage-wise might be a little bit more male, but it's I don't think it's like a huge majority, and I think that's cool.
Phil, give me three reasons why I should read this piece of crap site you're writing for, Polygon.com.
Phil Kohler,
Matt
I think
Leon, Matt
counts.
Leon and Matt Leon.
And Matt Leon, yeah, you're right. Matt Leon is really all of those
that reasons. that don't require people to be named.
I think you should read Polygon because we're going to do awesome things that are really exciting.
In all seriousness, I'm very excited about what you guys are
going to do. You have a good logo.
Yeah. Reason one, awesome logo. Reason two, we're trying some crazy new things, and we haven't announced all of those yet. But you know,
what is a crazy new thing?
I don't think I can talk about it yet.
Okay.
One thing that I think I can
say.
Well,
give me an exclusive here.
One thing I think I can say, I think we've said this. I hope we've said this. If you look at our list of people who are writing for us, we have features editors, news editors, reviews editors.
Boring.
We don't have a previews editor is what I'm saying. So we're not doing traditional previews.
So what you're saying is your key distinguishing feature is what you're not doing that other people are doing.
That's not what I'm trying to say. I can't tell you all this stuff.
I'm just messing. I'm
also,
very excited.
Number three, I'm gonna be there. I'll be there.
That's a good reason.
I
mean, that's reason enough for me by itself, so any other thoughts on PAX East 2012, guys?
A lot of nerds here.
A lot of nerds.
Cosplay is incredible.
Yeah, what's
like, the cosplay yeah. supersedes the just, like, normal kind of nerdery goofiness. Like, oh, look at that person looking weird. To the point of, like, wow, that is an incredible craft. Like, today I saw, like, an entire Mass Effect 3 squad. Like, all of the characters, like, looking, like, perfect.
Was there the guy with the animatronic head? Like, there is a Mass Effect costume designer that was featured in the Comic-Con documentary that Morgan Spurlock made, which I saw the other day, and it was quite good. And they were like, she made a Mass Effect costume for Comic-Con, and they had a fully articulated head for that guy, the alien guy.
Like a hand puppet more?
No,
looking
thing? It's a realistic thing. It was like wired to his jaw, so when he moved his mouth.
Nice.
Well, who's the big alien creature? The brown
Rex?
Rex?
Yes, yeah. Sure. Yes, that guy.
One of the best ones I saw today, I don't know if you guys saw this, was the robots from Portal 2, Atlas and Peabody. Did you see that? There were like people dressed all in black so that they were like background actors and had these ones in front of them like puppeteering them. It looked incredible.
Nice.
I saw a great bumblebee walking around. It was like 9 feet tall with a giant like actual robot costume. And
speaking to Nick's specific interests, professional interests, I saw multiple Journey people, and I'm actually stealing a joke from a friend of mine at lunch, but we thought it would be really awesome if, like, two of the people dressed as Journey people met up and didn't talk the whole time and just walked through all of PAX together and then parted ways.
Excellent. Journey, the PS3 game, video game, which I've heard so much about, but I haven't yet played, but I can't wait.
You'll understand that joke.
What is the coolest thing you've seen, cosplay or not?
I can talk about video games, I guess, since Nick didn't. I got to play Borderlands 2, which is looking really good, especially if you like Borderlands, because it's like more Borderlands. Did you like
Shocking.
It's like Borderlands or it's like Borderlands.
Borderlands harder.
It's like Borderlands 2. It's like the second Borderlands game.
Borderlands Electric Boogaloo.
Yes. But it was
Borderlands really the Quickening.
Let's just keep going. We can do this all night. The new XCOM Enemy Unknown, the new XCOM strategy game, which
is it turn-based?
It is. And
badass.
I was at Game Informer when we did the cover, and I thought it was really cool that they were doing that, but I didn't see the game myself, so I wasn't sure if I would like it. But the demo I saw was awesome, so I'm very much looking forward to that game.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Any other games you're looking forward to that you saw today, Nick? Well, actually, are you even allowed to say?
Yeah, I can't.
He can't show favoritism to one group or the other. Sure. So
I will say that the indie mega booth on the whole is awesome. Incredible. Like, everything in it is awesome, and I want to play it. And you know, some of it hopefully coming to PSN. And it's an incredible space. And I think that idea of all these indie dudes pitching in and like buying a big booth together and being next to all the big boys is a brilliant thing.
It's awesome.
And it worked out really well for them, I think.
Well, guys. I've already met Phil before, have never met Nick, but I followed your work, obviously, for quite some time, and it's been an honor.
Yours.
Yeah, it's been an honor to meet you guys, and it's been an honor to be a part of the 1UP FM reunion.
You're going to have some clips on this thing.
So where can people find more of your work on the internets this week?
They should look at theverge.com/gaming, which is where we're going to be posting all of our stuff until polygon.com.
That's not a mouthful or anything.
it's what we have. It's where we're going to be.
com/gaming/PhilCollard.reviews/
That sounds right. That's where we're going to be posting our stuff until polygon.com
like
launches.
$500,000 on the polygon.com URL, but it's not quite ready for prime time.
It'll be up soon, let's say. I don't know how soon, actually.
Okay.
Later this year sometime. It's
all
launching
right.
This year.
Sounds good.
Where can they find me?
Yeah.
At the Hyde Regency for about 12, yeah, I don't know.
Twitter.com/
NSutner, sure. Or, on the PlayStation blogcast I do with the PlayStation blog guys. On the Twitter. That's about it.
And you can find me at Twitter.com/DaveChensky. That's Dave Chen, SKY. We're out.